This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head basketball coach for the UNO men's team, Stacy Hollowell. Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Coach, before we get into some of the NCAA tournament breakdowns and your thoughts of it, over the last month, we've seen Master Pete Percy Miller get involved with UNO, with their basketball team and also with athletics. And that's certainly a big thing here in this city. Master P, certainly tremendous name recognition, what he's done as far as, you know, making – you talk about a self-made guy, he's it. And your thoughts on how well that can help you out along with UNO sports in general, but it more so in basketball, because I think there's a hidden part here where – man, listen, funding means everything, no matter what you're doing in any business. And I think Master P can really help you out in that category.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. When you talk about name, image, and likeness, he is name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
He really is. When you talk about the city of New Orleans, he has kind of become Mr. New Orleans. He's a philanthropist. He's got, wide reach when it comes to corporate partnerships. He's given back to schools and, you know, wants to help grow the university and the local community. And so when you talk about what he's able to do for our program, you know, there really are no limits, you might say.
Coach, yesterday we had Will Wade on, basketball coach at McNeese, and man, they got a tough one right off the bat. Well, when you get into the tournament, everybody's sort of tough. And not sort of. Everybody's tough. Your thoughts on the McNeese basketball team going up against Clemson Thursday night. And, man, you know, you just look at that, how quickly Coach Wade was able to turn that Cowboy basketball program around.
Yeah, he went in there with a full head of steam and a lot of support and put essentially a Power 5 roster together in short order. And so I feel like they can go in there and beat Clemson. Obviously Clemson's a really good team. But Will get out there and they'll switch all the screens and make it tough for him.
Charlie?
Coach, I was looking at the stat earlier and just heading into March Madness. It feels like the one seeds this year are better than they've been in years past. And I think some numbers kind of back me up here. Dalton Cates said this on X, that adjusted efficiency rating per KenPom, the best teams heading into March Madness since 2002. 2025 Duke is number one. So that's one thing. Now 2015 Kentucky went undefeated leading into March Madness is number two. 2021 Gonzaga is number three. But this is what stands out to me. Number four, number five, and number six are Florida, Houston, and Auburn this year. Every single one seed is in the top six of adjusted efficiency rating per KenPom. And that dates back to 2002. These teams this year, it feels like there's a gap between these one seeds and some of the other teams in March Madness. I just want to get your thoughts on them.
Yeah, you've seen, you know, kind of these rankings or tournament evaluations, and you kind of have tier one, tier two, tier three. There does seem to be a gap. Auburn and Florida, to me, were the class of the SEC this year. Houston has dominated, and you look at the talent that Duke has on the floor. I mean, this may be the best Duke team we've ever seen. And so, I do think there's a gap there. I wish I could say that somewhere along the line I've got them being knocked off, but I just don't.
Coach, one of the things, and I'm going to ask you, put your coach hat on here. The way it ended this year for Auburn, who was, man, they were the cock of the walk, so to speak, all year long. But yet, man, toward the end, you saw that little bit of a slide with them. And it is a tough SEC now, no question about it, when you look at the amount of teams that got into the tournament. But how would you handle that? And because this is really maybe the first time they face some adversity. On that basketball team, how would you handle that at Auburn today, seeing kind of how the season ended for them?
Well, you know, they've got a couple days to reset, and their opening round game will be, is it St. Francis or Alabama State? And I think the train of frustration will come out on one of those teams. And, I think you get your head up in a game with a couple days to reset, and then anything is in play. And I think they lost three of their last four, but that team is super talented. Jani Broome's been there forever. Dylan Cardwell's been there forever. Tahad Pettiford is an unbelievable freshman for them. And I think they'll bounce back and make a run.
Coach, is there a team you look at this and how it's bracketed and you say, I think they could make a run at this, that they could possibly be a Final Four team, and maybe they aren't getting talked about as much?
To me, Drake would – well, you could say Drake and Louisville. The one that's mind-blowing to me when you look at seeding, Louisville's number 10 in the AP, and they're an 8 seed. I don't know how that happens. But Ben McCollum at Drake is an unbelievable coach. I believe they're 30-3, if I'm not mistaken. And, I could see them making a run and surprising some people.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coach, I saw something stat that had like Memphis's resume next to Louisville's, and that maybe the committee just got them mixed up, because I agree with you 100%. I don't know how Louisville's an 8 seed, and then I also don't really know how Memphis is a 5 seed necessarily, but it was just kind of strange. I wanted to ask you about Rick Pitino and what he's done with St. John's in year two. Year one, they're 20-13, but this year 30-4, the first Big East title for St. John's in 25 years. And their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2019. Pitino seems to have like this year two effect. Basically, every stop that he's been, where a couple years into his tenure, all of a sudden this team's a juggernaut. And St. John's being kind of one of the scarier 2 seeds, granted they get Florida's bracket, which is a little bit tough. But just wanted to get your thoughts on what Coach Pitino's done this year.
Well, you know, the clip went viral of him talking to the team in the locker room and asking them where their toughness was. Such a good coach, always, you know, really known for pressure defense, coached pressure defense in the EuroLeague as well. And, you know, he's an icon in himself, but he recruits hard-playing guys. He coaches them hard, but he loves them hard also. And, you know, finds a way to get the best every single year out of his team.
Coach, you kind of stole the thunder I was going to ask you about, and that's about Memphis. Charlie brought it up about the Memphis basketball team, and kind of growing up, they were a really good team back in late 60s into the 70s, and they've kind of rode a little bit of the roller coaster. But your thoughts on Memphis and how far they could go in this tournament?
You know, their draw, you got Maryland very likely in the second round. I think that one's going to be a hard one to get by, but if they're able to get by Maryland, you're probably looking at Florida in there. So I don't know how far they could really go. But, you know, they had some adversity with their staff this summer, and he bounced right back like nothing happened. And so, hey, it's March. Anything can happen.
Coach, give us – I don't know if you've done it yet, but give us your Final Four. Who you project that you think could maybe get there and be those Final Four teams?
I hate to be you know, riding the number one train here, but I've got all four ones in there, and I don't know if that's ever happened. Auburn against Florida, Duke against Houston, and I've got Florida-Houston in the final. Don't know how great I feel about the pick, but I do feel like Florida's playing really well, and I've got them winning the whole thing.
Coach, I think it's been 11 straight years that a 5 seed or lower has snuck into the Final Four, but I'm with you, man. It just feels like the 1 seeds this year are a different breed than they've been in years past, so I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wanted to actually get your thoughts on that Florida team, because winning the SEC tournament and the way that they did it, just blowing out Alabama and then beating a Tennessee team that had just taken down Auburn, they just look so, so impressive right now. And I was trying to find like a hole when I'm watching them, right? They got good guard play. They got good big play. They play good offense. They play good defense. It's just like, where's the hole on this team? I just can't really find it.
They're probably 4 or 5 deep at the guard spot. The big kid, Alex Condon, is a monster. I don't know that they have a gap. I mean, they looked really good in the SEC tournament. And, you know, if Auburn's able to make that run, you know, coming off losing, was it 3 of their last 4, they could sneak in there and get on a run. But that Florida team is really strong and looks really good.
Coach, I wanted to follow up on the question about with Master P and UNO basketball. Have you already seen some of the fruits of that labor already? Or certainly some interest about helping out your program?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he is a force and he is a presence, and people are attracted to him. People want to be involved when he's around, and that was instant.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, hey, listen, let's do this again next week after we see how things break down, and we can talk a little bit about how the tournament's going.
Sweet 16 talk, Coach.
How about that? Sir, that'd be great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks so much. The men's basketball head coach at UNO, Stacy Hollowell. Interesting. Picking all number one seeds. Charlie, I don't think that's ever happened. For them to get to the Final Four,
I don't think it has happened. It's very
rare. But it's been had to be a long time back.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some research on that.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You, the person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white, bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.